with someone who's underage, and the guy thinks, oh, well, yeah, you know the answer to that. And the auditor goes, no, we know, but we're just doing this to, you have to answer the question, so it's still a security check for your qualifications. The guy goes, yeah, I have. I mean, I did this, blah, blah, but you know about that. The guy goes, thank you very much. Gotcha. We've got it now. Now we're entitled legally to put that out in the public domain because we're morally conscious of society's needs to know these things.
And so how many people knew about this where you're working? Like, how many people were aware of this? Everybody in CMO, or?
I would say the commanding officers of CMOs, no. The deputy commanding officers, no. And the HCO area secretaries, no. The other staff, to a mild extent, I mean, they were familiar because they would often see the end results of a smear campaign against a staff member. And it's quite horrible for a staff member. He's gone and admitted to all these things in his life, and then he gets out of line and you decide to do a committee of evidence, and now you splatter all these personal details on a committee of evidence, and it's on the staff notice board. And the guy feels that big. You're talking about his perverted sexual behaviour.
Oh my
God, you've destroyed this guy's reputation to the very people he works with every day. Of course he's going to bow down and be a dog to you now.
And what about those that don't bow down? What happened? What do you do to them? What did you do to them? The ones that kept fighting, or the ones that kept...
Oh, they were troublesome. We had, I mean, people that didn't comply were just annoying. I'm like, you know, just, ugh, another one that's got a free mind. Christ. Why question it? It's not going to change anything. If you keep questioning, we've got the rehabilitation project force. We've got the penal colony we can put you in. That, the threat of that alone, enough, is enough to terrify people to not do it. To sit back and go, whoa, okay, alright, yeah, okay, it was out of ethics for me to have said that, okay. Because the fear, the idea that you could go into that environment is horrible. Now, if they... We're beyond even that. We're talking about a very free-minded person. The only other solution is kick them out. And once they're out of the seal, you've got to cut them off from Scientology. How do you do that? You enforce an order, which we enforced all throughout Los Angeles, that if you were an ex-Scientologist, one, you could never be a staff member of another organization.
You mean an ex-sealed member?
Yeah. You can never be a staff member of a normal Scientology organization. And if you joined up to a Scientology-run business, you had to sign a paper that said, I do intend to rejoin the Sea Org at one day. And then you'd have to pay a freeloader bill first and foremost from the Sea Org. I mean, you're trapped. You're just caught. Now, you've got guys in there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. They don't know anybody else in life other than Scientologists or Sea Org members.
Yeah.
You put them out on the street, they've got nowhere to go. The fear alone of that is enough to keep you in there.
So what about these crazy interrogations?
There are no crazy interrogations.
No, I mean the things that you referred to as a brain fry.
Okay. This is interesting. You've got a procedure in SEAL called rollback, and it's an informal interview that can be done with another person. It's not auditing. It's not a security check. But you have free reign of terror over what questions you can ask a person. Which means you don't have to follow the auditor's code.
Who put out this issue on rollback?
Ron Hubbard.
Okay, yep, carry on.
And you can sit there with a person and ask them any question per se on the fly, ask them anything, talk to them. But they're holding e-meter cans, you're reading the meter and talking to them. So you're justified in asking anything. Guy says to you, oh, yeah, I heard that Scientology was into money laundering. Where did you hear that? Oh, from Desmond Harris. Oh, who's Desmond Harris? Oh, he's this guy. Is he a Scientologist? Would he know anything? Well, why do you listen to this guy? Guy goes, well, because he's a friend. What made him a friend if he's not helping you in Scientology? And it is, and the beration goes right from there on, and it can increase to anything. There's nothing you can't be asked for in those interviews. The end goal of the interview? A guy walking out of it who no longer complains. that's the end goal. And hopefully he hates the source of information that he got it from in the first place. So enough to disconnect from it. And then you've really got him. Now he's really with you. Rollback is one of the most evil techniques. I've read the HCO bulletins on it, and they're very selected people that can read these. I don't know why I was privy to them. I shouldn't have been. I didn't have the training for it. But this is just nasty stuff. Ron Hubbard's talking about how to confuse a human being and take that confusion and get it directed towards another target. Anything to get you off Scientology track attack. Here's an example, the IRS case. The SEAL campaign launch was showing the number of human rights violations by the IRS, beating up this person, violating the law on this person, some deaths involved, right? Recall this?
Yep.
The moment the IRS gave us our little tax-free stamp, that's it, we left them alone. And I asked a long-term Scientologist, Director of Special Affairs, I said, did we fix what happened with the IRS? He said, yeah, we got our tax-free stamps. I went, no, I don't mean that. I mean, did they stop hurting people? And he goes, what? I said, our whole campaign for years was about the IRS hurting people. Did they stop it? Did we find out if they stopped doing it? Why would we be, we just got our tax-exempt status. I said, yeah, don't you see the point? We were never in it to correct their out ethics. We were only ever in it to get our stamp. Once we got the stamp, we walked away from them and let them do whatever they wanted. We didn't care anymore. Did you kill the guy? I don't give a shit anymore. Who cares? We got a tax exempt status. If that's not the epitome of hypocrisy, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
How inhumane can you get? We're going to drop the... We were helping these people to fight the IRS. The moment we got the IRS stamp, we dumped them. You're on your own now. So can't help you. IRS is on our side now. See you later. Bye bye. We've just destroyed your life. We made you write that confession in the paper on the IRS. We made you go public with it. We told you we were going to help you. Bye bye.
Oh, so that was part of the strategy. It wasn't just, say, the blackmail of the people that had control of the IRS, but also you used...
We used their victims.
Yeah, got it.
And once they were there, left out, hung out to dry, the church just walked away from them. Because we got what we wanted. We got that tax exempt status.
Right.
And that's the mentality of the SEAL organization. How do we get it? It's not just one man. And it's not all of them. I mean, you've got this guy, he's a SEAL member, he's working in Central Files. He's filing, he's writing letters, he's doing his little part for King and Country. He doesn't understand that he's just another part of this machine that is geared towards production at all costs. The moment anything interrupts that production, it's extracted like a bad tooth. Staff members, all SEAL members that are left, L. Ron Hubbard told us to call them degraded beings. Now, people like Marty and Mike and many of these executives out there were the very people that were on TV telling you how great it all was and how all these people are dickheads.
Yep.
And liars.
Yep.
And now they're out. What does it tell you? Not only did they not buy it, they don't want to buy it anymore. They know what they did. They helped to create that, and they should be sorry for it. And they should do something about it. And standing in front of a camera saying, David and Scavish stepped me on the wrist, is not a confession of what you did. Marty Rathburn, sitting on that ship.
What eating, do you mean, sitting eating, on the ship?
Eating five-star meals on a ship by a five-star French chef in the Caribbean. Oh, you poor soul. I feel so sorry for you that you get your own private cabin, while the other SEAL members are stacked three high in rooms small enough for one human being, and we stack them nine high in it. And you want me to feel sorry for you because you got slapped? You deserve that and a lot more, pal. You know, because at the bottom end of the day, you were just happy to accept your lot. You thought you had some inalienable right to be better than other human beings. You're not talking about that, Mr. Rathburn. You're not talking about the fact that you had a private steward that came to your table and groveled and asked you what you wanted to eat and got it for you. You're not talking about the fact that you had chauffeurs. These are luxuries, even for regular human beings. And the regular sealed member looks upon you as a god, and you abused your privilege. You know, these guys give up 14 hours of their life every day and go sometimes for years without a single day off, and they take one step, one foot wrong, and they're treated like garbage. And then if they dare leave, they're called a degraded being by Ron Hubbard himself. He told us to call them degraded beings.